Hello and welcome to another Happy Health Chat episode here. We are joined with the wonderful Laura Agar Wilson from wholeheartlyhealthy.com and
Hello.
Me, Kezia Hall from supernaturallyhealthy.co.uk. And today we're going to be sharing some updates and general health advice and tips, but also looking at immunity and your immune system, because unless you've kind of been in a hole for the last couple of weeks, you'll have noticed it's freezing outside and the cold season has begun. So that's what we're going to look at today. But Laura, have you got any updates since?
I'm trying to think of the last time that we recorded and where I was and what was happening. I think probably sort of moved in with my parents. Which it's like nothing horrible has happened to my relationship or anything. The whole family's moved into my parents because we've moved a house. So we're in the process of buying a brand new house. It's gorgeous. It's massive, certainly massive compared to being in a one bedroom flat that we've been in for the last 9 years. So I'm extremely excited about that. So at the moment right now I'm sat in my parents' dining room where I've set up an office and I've got all of the kids' toys everywhere. I've got their clothes hanging up on racks behind us, so it's all a bit of a mess. But that's a bit of a personal update.
Oh, yeah. Bless you. Your new house, though, looks lovely.
Oh, yes. I've sent Kezia the link to it on Rightmove so she could see.
Yeah, I love looking at houses. I'm like, this looks great. Your garden's amazing.
I'm just so excited about it. I can't wait. Actually, it's one of those things I'm probably as passionate about, like, interior design as what I am about food, which is saying something. That would have been my other calling, I think, in life, doing something like that. So I really can't wait to get my hands on it and get the keys and things in there. So that's the first update. And then the second one is that I've launched a brand new e-course. So last week, probably went by the time this course, this podcast called out, I've launched my Mindset Makeover course. So the course is, it's video based. So there's lots of me kind of talking, but there's also some worksheets and things, but basically it's around, changing. It's basically to support you to change your mindset. And I honestly think that mindset is one of the biggest areas is just not covered really in when it comes to diet and losing weight and all that kind of stuff. I just think it's a huge kind of black hole that just isn't really covered by anyone. And I've done a lot of work on my own mindset, and I've done a lot of work around things like self-sabotage and emotional eating and the all or nothing mentality and you know the ways that kind of mindset presents itself like that. So I'm really, really passionate about the course. I think it's great.
No, it's
obviously sounds, but I'm really, really chuffed with it. So it's so that's for sale now, so you can find out all the details and things on my site. But yes, I'm really excited about that. But and obviously Christmas coming.
Oh,
being the festive person that I am. So, yeah. So any updates from you, Kezia?
Yes, I think there probably is. I'm sure something's been happening in my life and business. I am about to launch, probably when this airs, it probably will have gone live, as long as there's no technical hitches, an Eat and Be Merry recipe ebook. So it's going to be a bit of a survival guide, really, for Christmas and the festive season and just winter in general. So it's lots of kind of like treat and snack recipes. That's the main focus. It's not got like a turkey dinner or anything in there. It's all focused on treats and snacks, because most of the time, I think, especially around winter, it's those kind of one too many handfuls of quality treats and celebrations that often gets in the way of us more than, you know, eating too much turkey is not necessarily going to be a total disaster for you. Or Brussels sprouts. We really call Brussels sprouts. You love Brussels sprouts, don't you, Laura?
Oh, I do, yeah. Absolutely. It was really, really, I have to say, it was really, really funny. At the weekend, I made a Sunday lunch for everyone. And I did some roast Brussels sprouts. And, well, kind of like parboil them and then roast them so a bit softer. And I gave one to Finley and he tried one and it was so, his face was absolutely hilarious. Let's just say he's not a Brussels sprout fan.
No, I didn't used to be at all until I roasted them and was like, oh my God.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Roasted are amazing. Super tasty. So that's what I've been working on. So my kitchen has literally been a bomb site of brownie making Stollen bite recipes, and
I love Stollen.
Me too, absolutely love it. So they'll all be gluten and refined sugar free. All of them have options being dairy free and grain free as well, and also mainly based on being super simple as well. So a lot of the stuff is like One of my favourite recipes is a breakfast cookie that you can just like slice and cook. So you can just keep it in the fridge and slice as and when you need it.
Wow.
Which is super tasty.
That sounds fab.
I know, it's been very fun, and some savoury stuff in there as well. So that has been happening, and I went to London last week as well.
Oh, yes, I forgot to ask you about that. What was it like?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was at a conference called Food Matters, so it was a health and food conference, and there was loads of exhibitions and loads of samples of, like, crazy food from like raw chocolate. I don't think I've ever eaten so much raw chocolate, tiny amounts ever in my life. But also like camel's milk and dairy-free ice cream, just tons, and black water, you know, like water with this fulvic mineral in that makes it black.
And oh, wow.
You know, just tons of new products and a really great seminar stream with a lot of the latest research on things from immunology to the gut microbiome to allergens to behavioural change and cognitive behavioural shifts and all that sort of stuff. So I was loving it. And
I was going to say, it sounds like a health geek stream, doesn't it?
You know, a friend of mine mentioned it, so I only decided really last minute to go, to be honest, because I was like, London, yeah. I live in Glasgow, so it's not like just a day trip. It was a bit of a mission, and but it was definitely worth going. You would love it, Laura. It was super fun, so I would definitely go in. So that was really fun in terms of learning, and I'm a real geek for some of the research and stuff, and it's just fascinating. Yeah. Hearing stuff from the scientists, especially about prebiotics. There's quite a lot about
prebiotics. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and the more research doing about that, but as well as probiotics, and how there's loads of great stuff coming out about the benefits, but there's still some stuff they're like, well, we give probiotics to treat this, but we still, and it works and it's effective, but we still don't know why, so we're researching that. And
interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting. So yeah, that was definitely a highlight, and I came back with lots of goodies and fun stuff. So that was very, very fun, worth going all the way down to Londonshire for, even. So that was always a plus. I left a horrible cloudy Glasgow and went to sunny London.
Was it sunny?
Yeah, it was briefly. I did wear sunglasses for one.
Wow.
Which doesn't really ever.
Although I have to say, I did wear sunglasses like once last week, I think.
Yeah,
it was quite bright.
No, it's super bright in winter. I often wear sunglasses more. I'm quite sensitive to light, I think. But Joe always laughs at me, my husband, because he's like, check you out with your sunglasses. I'm like, it's more bright, I find, in winter, I think, because the sun's so low.
Yeah, I would agree with that, though. That's fair enough.
Which is true. But today we are looking at immune health. Really,
yes, and I think it's obviously very timely because this is the time of year when things just, you know, your immune system can really get hit, and there's a lot more bugs and viruses and things around. So I think it's a really good one. I mean, I've even had questions from, you know, people on Facebook and stuff just asking me for advice and things around immunity. So I think it's a really good topic for us to cover.
Yeah, no, I think it's really good to do. And how do you, in terms of your personal experience with your immune system, Laura, have you always had quite a sturdy one, or did you used to get lots of colds and sniffles? Or
I can remember this is going way back, before I lost all of the weight that I lost, and I can remember I probably got a really, really bad cold about 4 times a year. And then after I lost weight, that probably went down to actually not getting, you know, maybe it's getting a little sniffle perhaps even once or twice a year. So I had a really, really good, brilliant immune system. And then I had Finley and everything changed completely. I think probably for a few reasons. I think, one, the fact that I'm not getting as much sleep.
Yeah.
It's probably a big one. And also the fact that he's at nursery a couple of days a week and is picking up a lot of viruses and things himself, which he's passing on. So I think that's probably, and also my diet probably isn't as good as what it was, because I simply don't have the time to prepare as much fresh food as what I used to. But again, that's something I'm definitely working on. So I find that everything about immunity really, really interesting. It's something, certainly at the moment, because last Christmas I was very, very poorly. I'd never felt so poorly in a long time. It was horrendous. And that really, like, made me think there's no way I'm going to spend Christmas like that. I was basically in bed at 6 p.m. on Christmas night, and James took Finley. And bearing in mind, Finley was still quite young, he was like 4 months old, and you know, he managed, bless him, James like stayed up until 1 o'clock just trying to keep Finley asleep without wanting to wake me up so I could get like 6 hours straight. So it's definitely something that I want to be on the ball with this year. And I think it probably goes for a lot of other people. And I know, like I said, you know, people have messaged me about it. Like people in my family and things as well have kind of asked me about it because they keep getting sick. So it's a, you know, it's a really big thing to look at and to, you know, focus in on with your nutrition.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I often think we, people just get so used to having quite a poor immune system that it just becomes quite normal. And like I know people that just consistently have sniffles or just a mild cold. And, you know, that can be down to allergies and all different things. But again, that's still, you know, all part of the immune system. And I think it can just be so normal for people to have blocked sinuses, even if just mildly. And all this other sort of stuff around colds and runny noses and even things like me, I know, I think in terms of colds, like growing up when my health was really bad, I would just, like if there was a cold going, then I mean, I would get it. And but even now, like I can know when I'm run down, it doesn't really happen so much anymore. But a few years ago, I used to get loads of like mouth ulcers. That's just, it was a total sign that my immune system was just a bit dropped. And all of that can often be real signs of it. And it's so many things can affect your immune system. I've been really surprised, not just through like reading and research and learning, but just through my own experience of what as well of being like, whether it's for the good, like, you know, with sleep, I mean, I don't have any kids, but if I have like a weekend of, or a few nights bad sleeps, I will get a cold. It's not even like maybe I will, maybe I won't. If I don't sleep well consistently, then it really affects your immune system. And stress as well.
Yeah.
If I'm a bit stressed, even just like for a couple of weeks then, and someone around me has got a cold, like my nephews, and, you know, then I'll probably end up getting one, which is no fun whatsoever. So there's lots of different things that really do impact the immune system. And I think we often almost underestimate its power, I think, in terms of keeping us well. Because also it's your immune system. If you have intolerances out there in any sort of way, what that basically is your immune system in a mild way reacting to some food that you're having. Obviously, you know, if you have a nut allergy or a kind of an anaphylactic allergy, you've got that instant immune response. But even the foods that we affect our immune system quite a bit as well. And so it's really, it's such a powerful thing to learn to strengthen, so we can just be really kick ass and so we're not sniffling.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I'm really interested in what your take is on the flu jab.
I have to say, I have not done loads of research on it. In general, I'm not like an anti-vaccine person. In general, I was vaccinated as a kid, as I think you probably were, because everyone was.
Well, funny enough, I wasn't.
Oh, were you not?
I wasn't vaccinated against whooping cough because at the time, back in the 80s, there was all the scares about it being linked to autism, I think. And I got whooping cough. So it's from what I can remember, I think it must have been quite distressing for my mum.
Yeah.
At the time. I wasn't, funnily enough.
No, someone was asking me about flu jab the other day, and I, again, I've not done a lot of research on it, but in general, I actually knew it was an old client that asked me about it, and they'd had a couple of more severe health issues in the past that have kind of been dealt with now, but their doctor phoned them up to offer them to book them in for a flu jab, and she just declined. And so I think part of me, and on a basic level, the flu is a virus that always changes and evolves. My opinion would, obviously it depends on maybe more vulnerable adults, it might work slightly differently, but I think if your immune system's in a good way, you're eating good stuff, you've got some good environmental factors going on, I think your body shouldn't express the virus so severely, if that makes sense. I think if your immune system's quite weak, you've maybe got some chronic health issues, your diet's quite poor, or you're mineral and vitamin deficient, then actually it's going to hit you pretty hard. And again, with elderly people and with more elderly health, I'm not really an expert on how the immune system works when you kind of get to the more elderly stage. So yeah. I don't know if I could comment on that. But in general, I think it's one of those plasters on a, do you know, I'm putting plaster on like an amputation. You're like, you need to deal with the root of it, really.
Yeah.
And that is your immune health, your diet and environmental factors. And then, because it's so funny, I have another friend who's a health coach as well. Mm-hmm. And I had a session with her. I've been working with her some of my own health things. And I chatted to her, I was like, how are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm fine, blah, blah, blah. She sounded fine on the phone. And she was like, oh, no, actually, I'm not. I've actually got pneumonia. And I was like, wow, you sound pretty good. She's like, well, yeah, I didn't think I did. I'd had a bit of a cough for a couple of weeks, but I felt fine in myself. You know, she's a mom. She has a health practice. She also homeschools. She's one of these mental people that does a bazillion things. And she went to the doctors for her kid, and the doctor was like, let me just listen to your chest. Anyway, they were like, it's filled with fluid. You've got pneumonia. And she was like, but I feel, other than coughing, I feel fine. And she was like, the doctor basically just said to her, it's because you were just in good shape the rest of the time. It didn't flare. Yeah. Like she was, her immune system was strong and healthy. She was eating amazing stuff. You know, she used a lot of natural remedies and oils and all that kind of thing. So I was like, that's so interesting how she did have a virus for pneumonia, but how it was expressing itself in her body was very different to what you would expect just because of all the stuff.
It's very interesting, isn't it, when you look at it from that point of view, I think.
But what about you? What are your thoughts on the food
I don't know. I'm kind of, with having, because I think a lot of children are offered it as well once they're at a certain age.
Oh, yes. Lots of vulnerable people,
Again, I think I need to do more research on it. I know that certainly because I'm still, you know, involved in a lot of circles of parents who've got heart babies. So obviously Finley was born with a heart defect. So I'm still involved in a lot of those circles, and a lot of them are very pro the flu jab because basically, if their child got the flu, it could kill them. Like, I mean, it could kill it could still kill other people, but without a heart defect. But it's you know, a lot more serious, way more serious, and they just can't take the risk. So they've obviously got a completely different perspective on it. But I tend to agree with what you say. I think generally, if you're healthy and you're eating well and you're doing things to take care of yourself, then you shouldn't really need to have something like that. And obviously the benefit of having something like that isn't that you're not going to get as many benefits if you're living a healthy life generally. So I think it's an interesting one. But as we're going to kind of come on to now, there's a lot of things that you can do to support your immune system naturally and you know, without having to go to those kind of, you know, look at that kind of thing. So what would be your maybe top three tips for someone in terms of what they can do to support their immune system?
Oh, good question. Well, I think both of us would probably say, probably doesn't count as one, but this could be the overarching umbrella of just like stress and sleep. I think that makes both of those factors play massively into their immune system. Because the opposite could be, like, I can have periods of time when I'm sleeping a lot, you know. But if I'm stressed, then I'll still be, my body will still go down the toilet, and I'll express my symptoms of stress and low immunity, like ulcers or dry patches on my skin or, you know.
I used to get styes. That's what I used to get.
Yeah, I have a friend who always gets a cold sore when her immune system's down, and can just express itself in loads of ways. And it's the same. I can be not stressed, but if I can be super happy and excited and doing loads of fun stuff, but if I'm not sleeping, then that also goes up the toilet. And it's tricky, I think, the sleep one, especially when you've got little kids. Because
it's really hard. I mean, I've written on the blog a few times that sometimes, you know, there's not, you know, I really don't feel like there's a lot you can sometimes do about that, apart from obviously the way that I approach it is, you know, if I ever get the opportunity to sleep, I take it. So I try and prioritize it as often as I can. So things like naps and things, which is very, very hard, especially when you're in your own business and things, and it's very, very hard to kind of take that step away from it. But
No, you balance it really well, I think, in terms of accepting it. Like, this is part of a season that you're in, and that's okay. Like, but also, you know, when you can, I'll have a little 20-minute nap, thanks. Or I'm not going to, you know, go for a 20-mile run right now.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough sleep. So I think those are really important factors that to put in, and stress management and stuff. And in terms of, like, more tangible things, I'm a big fan of vitamin C, which I know lots of people know of. And I think there's a couple of really interesting benefits in vitamin C. Obviously, it really helps with your immune system and really strengthens with that. There's been a lot of research on a kind of larger doses of vitamin C, which I know is a bit controversial. But if anyone's ever watched Food Matters, or if you haven't, I totally recommend watching that as a documentary in general for your health journey. It's brilliant. It goes over lots of things, but talk a bit about that there. And it's also really great. I was listening to a podcast about this. There's been some research to show it helps to boost weight loss by 10% by regular doses of vitamin C. Yeah. So I was like, well, great. All my clients are going to love that. And it also really helps your adrenal glands, which is where your energy and your, you know, all that sort of stuff comes from. So I recommend vitamin C. I would recommend as high a quality as you can afford. I personally prefer to use food-based vitamin C. Yeah. So I know Pukka does a nice brand. A nice version of that, which is less strong dose, but the idea is it's more bioavailable. And I always have vitamin C with food, ideally like a smoothie or something, because then you get that really nice synergy of the natural vitamin C in your food, and then this stuff, you know, you just, it really helps with the absorbability of it. Yes. So that would definitely be one. And I'm trying to think of what my third one would be in terms of boosting immune system.
While we're talking about vitamin C, I'm just interested, have you heard that high doses of vitamin D could be helpful against flu?
Yes, I have heard that. I've also heard high doses of zinc as well.
Yes.
And I suppose vitamin D, I would be, I'm so wary as to...
Yeah, you've got to be more careful, haven't you? Because that's not, that's like, fat-based, isn't it? So...
Yeah, so like maybe if you have too much vitamin C, I mean, you're going to pee it out.
You're going to pee,
You might
basically, but for everyone, vitamin C is water soluble, so that'll just kind of be excreted from the body, whereas vitamin D is fat soluble, so that can be stored. So that's why you've got to be a little bit more careful about, and obviously, big disclaimer for most, don't go superdosing your vitamin D without checking it out. But I have heard that just taking some bigger doses of vitamin D can help if you get the flu.
No, I've heard that. And then most people are vitamin D deficient. It's like magnesium. It's something like 80% of the population or something. So, and I think with vitamin D, the main thing is trying to find an absorbable, a bioavailable source. I think that's often the tricky thing. So I think D3 is a better version. Some supplements will put a synthetic, well, it's all synthetic, but a more...
more chemically kind of one.
Yeah. And so I think vitamin D is definitely something to most people do need to increase it. I realized recently I'm like, I need to get a bit more vitamin D, and there's not a lot of sunlight on the go, and so I'm going to try in December a controversial thing and go to some sunbeds. Very controversial. I've never done it before. Like, I've always been actually dead against sunbeds because of, but I just thought, you know what, I'll give everything a try once.
Well, there's no harm in it. And I mean, again, it's kind of, I think all these things are up for argument these days, to be fair.
And I know a few people dead against them, and a few people that, especially with more chronic health issues, it's been a real lifesaver for them. If you go, I'm not going to comment on whether it's good or bad. I'm going to try it out, and then maybe it's only because I recently went on holiday to Morocco, and I have a rash. No one knows what it is or how to get rid of it. But that a lot better. So I beat the sun. I was a lot more energized in the sunshine.
Yes. Kezia, you've broken up a little bit there, so apologise to people listening to the podcast, because I know Kezia's might have just broken up there a little bit on that. So can you repeat that? Yeah, it's still breaking up a little bit there.
Oh, that's not very good. Oh, well, why don't you share your top tips, Laura?
I will do, and hopefully Kezia and I record this over Skype, so sometimes we and that hasn't happened up until now, actually. We've never had a dodgy connection. But yes, I'll share my top tips. So you've nicked vitamin C offers, but I think that's a fairly a fairly natural one that that you would kind of suggest. So other ones. I mean, I think definitely rest again, and the stress and stuff, that's obviously a huge one. I'm just going to look back actually in my mind, because I answered this question to someone the other day, and I'm going to just check what I said, because I knew I had some really good ideas. But one of the things that I did come across was something called beta glucans. I don't know whether or not Kezia's come across this, but it's basically, they're like a, I think it's a polysaccharide, so it's like a it's kind of like a cellular organism. It's like a yeast-based thing, and apparently that can really support, there's some really really strong research on how they can support immunity and things like that, which is really really interesting. So that they're definitely worth having a look out, and I'm considering starting to take them again now. I took them a few years ago, and I was really well when I took them, so I'm definitely thinking about taking those again. So they're better glucans, so you can kind of Google those and find out a bit more about those.
Yeah, I know, I've never heard of them. Yeah. I'll give them a Google.
So they're really interesting. Another one would be having a good probiotic.
Oh, yes, definitely.
It's a really, really important one. And again, I think it's like another one of those things, isn't it, where people tend to generally not have very good like gut flora going on, and I just think it's one of the most important things now. So really, I mean, I take a probiotic every day, and I just think it makes really, really good sense to make sure that you're taking that, because, a lot of your immune system is in your gut, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So making sure that you've got, the right balance of bacteria and things going on there to support that is really, really important. Having that is really key. And then, I'm trying to think of my third one.
Yeah, and on that one, I would definitely, I eat a lot of sauerkraut.
Yes.
Which, if people, homemade, I make it homemade, or you want to buy it from good quality, like Biona or a company like that, not just like...
Does it not need to be raw to have the probiotics in, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it needs to not be in vinegar.
Yeah, because I think that's a problem, isn't it? You can't just go and buy it off the shelf and Sainsbury's or something.
You can buy it on Amazon. I buy it on Amazon if they don't want to make it themselves. But cabbage is also really high in vitamin C, so it's a really potent sort of immune strengthener. You've got your probiotics, your vitamin C. It's also really good for your stomach acid and just stomach health in general, if there's any digestive issues there. And I try to have some every single day, along with taking some probiotics, like Laura says, because you're right. Even last week at the thing I was at, they were talking about more and more research about how the diversity of bacteria within your kind of gut, how much of a difference that makes on your immune response and how efficiently it works. It was totally fascinating. So definitely some good. And with probiotics, always make sure there's a really diverse range of bacteria within
it. Yes, absolutely, yeah.
You don't just want a lactobacillus strain. You want at least 7 or 8, ideally more, different strains of bacteria, so you get a really good level of diversity. And that's kind of, the more diverse your gut bacteria, actually, the healthier in general. That's the research kind of is saying more and more.
Yeah, definitely. It's really interesting. And then I think the last one would probably be, for me personally, I always find when I take, there's three different, I suppose I'm cheating a little bit with the three tips, but it would be to increase your consumption of ginger, chilli and garlic.
Yes.
Which is I just think those three foods are really potent when it comes to immunity, and I just find they really work wonders with me. And I think putting them into a soup. I mean, I've got a lovely recipe on my blog for healing chicken soup. I mean, that's another one actually, isn't it? Bone broth.
Oh yeah.
But chicken bone broth is an excellent one. And if you add those ingredients to it as well, you're going to have something that's really great for supporting your immune system. I always feel better when I have chicken soup now, like proper chicken soup with proper bone broth. It makes a huge difference.
No, I'm the same.
It so makes, yeah, that would be my
a difference. I love bone broth. It's really cheap as well. I did a roast, really got some bones just bubbling away for soup. I think that's really good. And then the only other thing I would add for my third point would be supporting the liver, so that if you are getting anything that you're able to get rid of it and really making sure that you're looking after that. So that could be like sometimes you get detox teas with milk thistle and things mm-hmm. in, and dandelion and licorice. I really like them. It's a really simple way of just giving your liver a bit of a hug.
Yeah.
And saying that we love it and love what it does. Also dandelion coffee as well.
Oh yeah, that's lovely.
If you're also trying to reduce caffeine intake, which some people find impacts their immune system, some people don't, kind of depends, but that dandelion would be really good for that, as well as traditional things like milk thistle is the one herb that's had the most research done on it, and depending on liver support and detoxification. So that's
a good one to take if you're hungover.
Yeah.
Or to prevent hangovers. I used to take, it was quite funny, but when I used to work in an office, we used to kind of sit there before nights out and like dole out milk thistle tablets to everyone, like drug
That's
dealers.
That's a very healthy office.
Like drug dealers. Oh, this is the office where we used to have matcha shots and things in the morning. It was brilliant. But, we used to like dole out the milk thistle before we used to go out and stuff. So that's a good one, generally for the Christmas season as well. So those are our tips.
Brilliant.
Everyone. And we really hope those are helpful. And obviously we hope that you stay happy and healthy over.
Yes.
Over this period of, you know, over the Christmas period. So, because this will be our last one until 2016, our last Happy Health Chat. So just thank you everyone who's listened to us over the past year. And again, if anyone has the time, would love you if you could leave a little review on iTunes. That would be awesome. That'd be really, really appreciated. But, and again, just another shout out, if anyone's ever got any specific questions that they'd like us to talk about, please let us know. You can leave a message on our Facebook page if you just search Happy Health Chat, or any of our personal, business pages. So I'm at Laura Agar Wilson across Twitter and Instagram, and you're at Kezia Hall Health.
Yep, Kezia Hall Health on Twitter and Supernaturally Healthy on Instagram.
So I think that's everything for today.
Yeah, I think that is. Thank you for joining us. Have a brilliant festive season. Get your mindset sorted with Laura, and then get some delicious recipes with my Eat and Be Merry book, and then that's you sorted, really, for the festive season.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye bye.